I think they were teachers.
You wanna do the barbecue pig this year?
Barbecue pig? Not that I know of. Did we do it before? I didn't think so.
I have to have about six of them too many right now, and I.
I tried that once.
Did you get to go through the plug?
Put it in a below ground and whatever.
No, I don't do that.
I did an impromptu Saturday night.
Did you?
I saw that they had tickets available at the box office, and I'm like, Randy, we're taking the boys.
Yeah.
They weren't happy at first, and I'm like, no, we're taking.
We were busy Thursday night. Friday night we had something. We literally had something out there nonstop this entire weekend.
So, and on the way out, I got with Dr. Conley, and I got with the lady who filled in for Mr. Frazier. I said, why don't we bring him in Monday night and recognize him before?
Yeah.
So that's, Dr. Conley got with me today, and he said, yeah, we're going to get a few. So, I mean, they kept the attention of my 5-year-old for almost 2.5 hours.
That's good.
For him, you did something.
How you doing? Not bad. Not bad.
Hey, if you're looking for something to do, Ohio State softball's free. So they play Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week. So I'll be up there Friday and Saturday.
Hey,
where do they play
at? You know where Jesse Owens is? So it's that same parking lot that you pull in to go into Jesse Owens.
Okay.
And if you go all the way back, it's so Jesse Owens sits here, and then the softball diamond sits right back at the corner of that lot.
Nice.
Softball's free.
They have a pretty good team
this year.
I think so far they've only maybe lost 3, maybe 2 or 3. So it'll be.
I'm being monitored.
I saw that.
I can't get used to you sitting here. I was like, wait a minute, you're in the wrong place. How are you, sir?
Good.
Hey, buddy.
What you find out about that idea?
Oh, I haven't heard back. I presented it, and we'll see what they say. Hey, Adam. Can you hear me? Okay, we haven't started yet, obviously, but we're here for too long, so, alright. Yep, I just got you right here, and, yep. Here, just talk for a second, let's see how this sounds.
Hello, everybody, this is Adam.
We'll figure it out. Can you hear him? Yeah. Alright, thanks, buddy.
He's down.
What's that?
Somewhere with the sun, isn't he?
Yes, he's in Myrtle Beach, I believe, with his kids here. This kid. This boy.
I got my eyes dilated. I can't see you.
Here they come.
Naked today. Left the house this morning without it.
Do you have like an eye liner?
Uh-huh.
Damn.
Yep.
When I forget mine, I feel like my eyes.
Well, you can see the mark.
Nice. What's that?
Is it nice? We're gonna need more chairs?
I don't think we have any more. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the food.
haven't seen her. I've been texting with her throughout the day. Like,
I was gonna say, I
know she's aware, but I haven't seen her. Yeah, buddy. I'm waiting on Amber. Yes. We'll do. You need her?
Thank you.
So everything's working, recording, and all set. Is there anything we need to do with him?
Sorry about the impromptu with the drama.
No, I honestly would have just had him come the next month anyhow.
We always will. It was just one of those. I was there Friday night or Saturday night. He walked by and I was like,
totally fine, no issue.
And it was one of those, if it wasn't going to be that part, I was just going to do it as part of my liaison report. So.
Andrew's still not here, buddy. I don't know what's going on. I just didn't know how that worked with your system.
She's walking in now, Tyler. Tyler, she's walking in.
Yeah. We got like 1 minute, so hang on, let me get my recorder ready. Adam, I'm recording. Okay.
Calling the March 21st, 2022 regular board meeting to order. Like to ask, and I didn't expect this, but if the drama department would lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand up, please. If everybody would stay standing just for a moment. current events going on around the world. I'd like to just have a moment of silence for Ukraine and all the people that's suffering from that country and Russia alike. We know what it's like to be in war, and so if we could just keep them in our thoughts. Thank you. There's two things that might happen tonight. I might be looking somewhere. I had my eyes dilated a little bit ago, and I really can't see and recognize hardly anybody. And I have a severe sinus infection. It's not COVID. It's not contagious. It's just some of my grown-up pains from the South End. It's caught up with me of having my nose rearranged. So, like to have a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Need a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Adam, call the roll. Adam, can you call the roll? Can you hear that? Okay.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. The, I guess the presentation now is the drama department.
Yeah, item three. Thank you, President Obert. We're fortunate to have with us, I didn't have a chance to talk, but it looks like we have a fairly solid representation of our drama department over here. Thank you guys very much for getting here on such short notice. Mr. Dahmer was so impressed with the play, he called me. I typically have you guys come the month after, but he wanted you guys immediately. And I said, okay. So Dr. Conley went to work on that, and we made it happen. I am not sure who in our drama department is going to lead this. Dr. Conley, is this you? Or?
I will.
Okay, please. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Tyler. As he said, I went to the showing, the last showing at 8 o'clock on Saturday night. And it was absolutely amazing. It really was. From the bottom of my heart, I know how hard you guys worked through illnesses, right? Through jobs. Right? For those of you who don't know, one of our leads is right here. This is Nadir. And he was Hunk and Scarecrow. And he became ill on Thursday morning. Impromptu, we gathered some students, and they learned his role, and the person in the pit did voiceover in place of him that evening. And from what I gather, I think I spoke to our PR department. They went Thursday night and said it was absolutely flawless, right? But anyhow, back to Saturday. So I go Saturday, and I saw Act 1 during the teaser, didn't see Act 2. When I tell you guys, I really mean it sincerely. From the set design, Jen, I know you're involved in costumes. Just the whole entire thing was incredible. Like I said, battle through illness, academics, jobs, extracurriculars, you guys are the heart of our district. I genuinely mean that, okay? So I want all of you to come up here. Come on up, stand up here. Jen, come on up, Jen.
All right, I just wanted to take this opportunity. opportunity on behalf of the staff for the HLS musical. I want to thank the Board of Education, the superintendent, the staff in all of our buildings, the PTOs in all of our buildings, and the entire Hamilton local school community for your overwhelming support that we receive year after year. Not having a production last year was devastating. It was devastating to the staff as much as it was to the students. This year, the encouragement, the support, the monetary donations, and the excitement that was generated by all was so very much appreciated. A lot of districts don't support their drama department, their musical, like Hamilton does. You are looking at the brightest stars of Hamilton local schools in front of you. As a staff, we love you all. We are so honored to have spent this time with you, to have shared your talents. If you're a senior graduating, we will miss you, and we do pray you will come back and see us.
I'll start the senior spiel. My name is Kiara, and if you didn't come to the performance, I played Glinda and On M. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who decided to come and support us. It means the world. And I just want to say another big thank you to all of the underclassmen who worked really hard this year, as well as my seniors, to make this a really great show. So thank you.
My name is Halea. I played Dorothy. I want to second what Kiara said, because without the support of our cast and our crew and staff members in our community, we wouldn't have been able to pull our show together. And I love you all from the bottom of my heart. So, yeah.
My name is Hannah. I was the stage manager for this production, and I can say I was not expecting this much support tonight. When we got that email, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, we're gonna go for 5 minutes, and there's gonna be some parents there, and we're gonna get a little applause. I was not expecting to see every single teacher that all of us have ever had, and every single staff member that works in every building. We appreciate this so much, and like Jen said, other schools do not support the program as much as this community does, and so we cannot put this on without you guys, so we just thank you so much, and I thank you so much, and again, we love you guys.
If you would, go ahead back to your seats, and I think the board members might have some questions for you, okay?
At this time, we'll open the floor to any comments from the board.
I was going to say, I can go ahead and start. I just want to thank you guys for the wonderful job that you guys did. I know it took a lot of hours, a lot of help. Thank you to the parents who gave them the opportunity to do it. Thank you for all the community who showed up to the productions. And the last thing I want to say to you guys is, you guys held my 5-year-old's attention for 2.5 hours. If you know anything about my 5-year-old, you guys did an amazing job. So congratulations. And I wanted to make sure that you guys got your opportunity to be recognized in front of the board at this meeting. So.
Maybe a little biased because I do have a daughter that was a part of the play, and so I got to see it three times, but I found it enjoyable every single time. It was like I caught the little spins that you all put on things, each different act, and it was really great to see. It's an amazing program, and it's something that I am so proud that we support, and hope that we continue to do so for many years. So thank you for all the hard work that you all put into it, staff as well. It was a big show, and you did great.
Yes, and I'd also like to say thank you. I also had a five-year-old, of course, it's grandson. Yes, it held his attention the whole time, and we will continue to support you in the drama, because I believe it's 14, 15 years that I've seen a play, and every year I look forward to it, and it's always well done. So thank you.
And likewise, like everyone else said, you guys did an awesome job. Congratulations. So round of applause one more time, you guys. Yeah.
And from my perspective, so one of the cool things about me, I get the opportunity to go backstage with these guys. For the last several years, for whatever reason, they've been gracious enough to invite me to go backstage and be a part of the stage crew. I was flattered to get that opportunity. I'm flattered to get it every year. I think it's one of the perks of the job. But, you know, I go back and I'm like, okay, who's in charge of me this time? You know, who's babysitting me? And that responsibility fell to Hannah. A few of my mistakes backstage are legendary. And as we've discussed, you know, what happens backstage stays backstage, right? So, I will share this. One of the cool perspectives that I get to see from being, you know, out in the audience, I came to Friday Night Show, but then also getting to see it from behind stage. Not everybody gets that, you know, the two vantage points. When you see them on stage, you know, Dorothy becomes Halea, becomes Dorothy, right? Like, they become that person. Like, they're in character, right? And if you know anything about theater, you know, or movies, things like that, there are the method actors. Christian Bale in Batman. They say, like, that dude eats breakfast as Batman. Like, he is for months in character as Batman. Like, he just, to be good at his role, that's what he needs to do. So I guess I go backstage with the understanding, like, you know, Dorothy, when she comes off stage, is still Dorothy. The Scarecrow is still the Scarecrow. The instant, and I mean, listen, the instant, like, there's a black curtain. They take one step past the black curtain, they instantly become 16 years old again. Like, that fast, right now. It's really kind of interesting and weird to see. And, you know, from my perspective, when I'm back there, I'm, again, having a great time, flattered to be there. I'm also feeling pressure not to screw anything up, because it's intense back there. There's, you know, high stakes and all. And I remember there was an act where we had to put out these big gates that went out. And Nadir runs over to me and asks me a question. I'm like, dude, I've been here 1 hour. Like, why would you think I would know that? Like, it's a great time. And guys, you know, like, all the board members did a great job saying, just so proud of it. I think it's something that I have a huge appreciation for, because it's an impressive skill. It's one I don't think I have. I mean, obviously the music talent, but, you know, and I think to myself, in today's world, so much of being successful, again, we're all about, you hear this at our high school constantly, right? Our three E's, and preparing you for the future, whatever it is that you're going to be. I don't care what you do in your future, whatever walk of life you go into. If you can get up in front of 500 people and sing a song, you can probably be successful in any sort of business meeting you would be asked to be in. You're asked to give a presentation, something like that. Like, the idea of public speaking is in most people's top three phobias. Like, it is consistently ranked, like, right up there with high places, claustrophobia, and snakes, right? Like, speaking in public. And you guys, if you can do what you do up there on stage, you can kind of go out and conquer the world. So incredibly impressed. Keep up the great work. To our seniors, as has been said, you know, I've seen you guys come up through the play since middle school kids. You're going to be missed. But it's also fun to see that we have some young talent in the play. I think we have some great performances. Ms. Skyer's nodding her head. We've discussed this. We have some great performances that I think we're going to see in the future. I'm still putting pressure on. I want to see Hamilton for obvious reasons, but I'm told that's some years off the copyright. I'll pay for it, like, you know, if you do it for me. But anyhow, guys, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you all very much. And President Obert, that concludes my report for this evening, my recognition for this evening.
Well, the hard thing about going last is everybody says everything already. Really, really proud of what you guys represent. And you guys really deserved everything you got tonight. And be back next year. Now, we're going to go right into regular business, and this is where I'm going to say, if you want to see how we function, stick around. If you want to get out of here, now's the time to make your break. I think it's to most people that stay to see how we do business. I thought all you guys were part of the play. Public participation, do we have anybody signed up?
We do not.
Okay. Items from the board. Mary, would you like to start us off?
I don't have anything tonight, so I'm going to pass it on to Dahmer.
Okay.
Again, I just wanted to congratulate our drama department. You guys did an amazing job. I know Mr. Frazier can't be here, but again, just every teacher, volunteer, every student, again, congratulations. You guys did a wonderful job. But again, I wanted to make sure Mr. Frazier, and I think it's Ms. Carter, is that who filled in for him? Again, short notice, she was able to do a phenomenal job in keeping everybody on pace and where they needed to be. You know, looking at Mr. Tyler's report from last week, I think we had no new COVID cases.
Correct. Yes, zero cases.
I want to congratulate the community. Again, continue doing what we're doing. You know, if you want to wear a mask, wear your mask. If you don't, that's up to you. But again, I want to congratulate the community and making it at least the 1 week without any new cases coming into the school. Other than that, if it's okay with you, Mr. Obert, I'll go ahead and do my liaison report also. So this is about the middle school with Mr. Enders. On March 24th, so here in a couple days, where all the eighth graders will be able to go to Eastland Career Center to tour that and see what they're able to be offered through Eastland Career Center. So again, this is our first chance to take any students since the pandemic. I'm actually gonna accompany them this year to where I will have a better liaison report next month about what they actually got to see, what we're offering to them and all that. But again, it's just one more of those E's that we're able to get out in front of our students and be able to get them employable through the great partnership between Eastland and Fairfield Career Center.
Ready? David?
Oh, nothing for me at this time.
All righty. Amber?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. a short legislative report in that House Bill 327, which we've talked about previously, has kind of stalled in committee, which is a good thing. It would create a lot of confusion, stress, and possible misinterpretations as far as what we're teaching and how, and so we want to make sure that that continues to be stalled out and not get any further. Additionally, I wanted to just, and you don't have to report on it today, but just to ask if we can hear in the future about how we're looking at the requirement in the budget bill that was passed last year related to teaching about interactions with peace officers. I just like heard about that and hadn't heard much about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Other than that, I don't have anything legislatively. Obviously, the drama production was going to be something I mentioned, but we certainly spoke on that. So again, thank you. And that concludes my report for this at this time.
All righty. I'm pleasantly surprised with the turnout. Obviously, something has brought you all out. And good to see you all, I guess. Nobody's going to throw anything at me, right? I don't owe anybody anything. That I know of. So, you can laugh, but it's happening.
I'm sure that. It's why it's what makes it funny. It's plausible. Yeah.
So, like I've said for the last 12 years, don't let this be your last meeting that you come to. You're part of this school district. You're a very important part of this school district. And I know members on the board like to hear comments and such of what's going on sometimes. I know there's a thin line that everybody has to walk. Me being an overweighted fat guy, I don't walk thin lines really well. And so sometimes I fumble back and forth. But we appreciate everybody coming. What I was going to talk about is respect. The same things that I see when I walk into the school buildings about treating people with respect and how children get along. Works for adults too. I know we've raised, Mrs. Obert and I have raised 8 boys and 4 girls, and we've learned a few lessons from each one. And so the good thing is that you have to approach everything with an open mind, where if you think you know all of the facts, you may not. And one or two facts can change an outcome of your opinion about something. So please make sure that you understand all the facts that are factual. And please, you know, we get paid $125 a meeting here. And prior to this, I'll be honest with you, I don't think we did a whole hell of a lot. We just agreed all the time. Sometimes, you know, a couple of us might disagree. But please show respect for the board members, for my fellow board members, and for administrators. You know, when I see disrespect coming to board members, it really pisses me off. How dare anybody criticize a board member that sits at this board? It's not acceptable, and it's not going to be acceptable ever. So what we would like to do is get to know each other again. You know, we've had a hellish 2 years, and I think that we've done some things that maybe some other school districts did, but I don't believe anybody went without a paycheck. We made sure everybody got some, and that was across the board. As I said a long time ago, if anybody takes a pay cut, then I want my pay cut too. And that's just the way it is. So if you have something that has bothered you in the past, then I'm not throwing him underneath the bus, but it sure in hell looks like it. He's the guy that you respectfully talk to. And if that doesn't work, and if protocol is followed 100%, and I cannot stress this more than anybody, protocol must be followed 100%. And then we're the last folks to come to. And we'll weigh what is true and what ain't true. I hope you believe me. I hope you believe in this administration. I know there's some people that are upset. Like I said, we've had a hell of a 2 years. Now we're getting over it. Let's get back to where we can just talk about each other behind your backs. You know, let's get back to kind of normal.
I prefer you say it to my face.
That was a joke. that was a joke. The other thing is, we do this for the children. Unfortunately, board members, we really can't say all that. We do this for the community, okay? We have responsibility to the community. We have responsibility to all of the employees, and that's everybody that draws a check from this school district is an employee. So from the superintendent to whoever's the custodian or cook or who doesn't carry a certificate, you know, I could get myself in trouble. Like, I'm not thinking that some people are important. Everybody's important. But when you say we do it for the children, maybe you might have a difference of opinion what's good for the children. Please don't ever throw up, you're not doing it for the children, you're not doing it for the right cause. I've been around here long enough to know that not everything done is for the children. Okay? That's in the past. We're moving forward. And we want to move forward with what we believe is the best damn workforce in education. So if we haven't showed you guys enough, please understand what I'm saying now, is that we know that everybody that, that works in these buildings are the is the community's backbone. What's going to happen to our district in the next 5 years is going to blow you away. If half of what the development says is going to happen, just half, we're going to be building onto the buildings. We're going to be doing a lot of things in this community, things that we've never had to face before. So, although I respected the gentleman 12 years ago that ran this district and got it in the right path, you know, his time had come and gone. And I don't think I talked to anybody that worked underneath him thought, boy, that was the right way of doing things, because none of them said it was. No administrators that I talked to said, hey, I really enjoyed working for him. And then we get a drug addict, and we're saying, what the hell's going on? You know, talking about an embarrassment. Well, we're coming through times that is just unimaginable. Being a South Ender, you know, I could have moved anywhere that I wanted to because I was a union electrician and I made good wages. But I'm a South Ender, and I'm proud of the area that I grew up in, and I'm proud of our children that we produce to compete against those from Arlington, from Worthington, and New Albany. Now, just about now, you're probably saying to yourself, well, this son of a bitch talks as much as he does. But I wanted to, you know, I'm truly surprised at the turnout. And there wasn't any public participation. Sometimes silence says a hell of a lot more. So I wish everybody your best. I hope that the five of us don't disappoint you. We'll do what we can do for the community. That's our bottom line, is what we do for the community and our children. So with that, nobody's thrown anything at me, and I want to thank everybody for coming. So moving on, treasurer's report.
Yeah, I just have one thing. I'd just like to thank the board for accommodating me to do this remote for this one time, since my son is a senior, and this is the only time this will happen, unless he gets held back or something, which then he's got
he
other
does
problems.
Know he's got a doctorate.
Right. Right, yeah. So I just want to thank the board again for letting me do the remote. So that's all I have.
Financial programs. Need a motion to accept?
So moved.
Second. Any comments? Any questions? All those in favor?
Yes.
Adam, call the roll.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
They were all yeses, except
and Mr. Okay,
Obert. Mr. Obert?
Yes.
Yes. Five yeses. Okay.
Superintendent report.
Yeah, thank you, President Obert. Just two items tonight. First of which is passing on condolences to the families of a couple, you know, lifelong Rangers, Paul Hackett, Paul Monroe, both passed away. One somewhat expectedly, the other one completely unexpectedly this week. Both are going to be very sorely missed. Paul Hackett's actually one of the first people that I met when I came here to Hamilton 21 years ago. I had the privilege of working with his wife for years, coached both of his boys. He is a living legend in our athletic community and, you know, somebody I thought a lot of. Paul Monroe I did not know as well, but over the last few days I feel like I've gotten to know him a lot better. He's obviously the parent of three of our students here, you know, elementary age children. And he was a classmate of Mr. Morbitzer, so Mike has been expressing a lot of some great pictures and stories about Paul, but probably what he's, at least in my dealings, what I know him best for is he is the architect, he's the originator of the Butler Farm Scholarship, and that's gonna live on, and we greatly appreciate you know, his doing this. And again, just heart goes out to the families. God bless everyone involved, and we lost two great ones, you know, here this last week. My other item to report on, so, you know, this is not necessarily a reflection on me, it's more of a positional type thing. You know, when you do what I do, it comes with opportunity to sit on boards or be part of committees, those kind of things, etc. I am very selective at what I say yes to. I feel like the quickest way to get bogged down in this job is to start agreeing to being part of this and that, another thing, and then you lose focus on what's important, which is what's right in front of us here in the district. I did agree last year to join the board of directors for Meta Solutions. That was an obvious, you know, just connection with what we do here in our district. I mean, they're our largest service provider, probably other than the ESC of Central Ohio. It made sense for me to be in a position to have oversight on that organization, so I accepted that. I recently had an opportunity to be part of the Central Ohio Compact Steering Committee. I was asked to fill a vacancy in there. This was honestly an opportunity I've been hoping for, something I thought might come up at some point. It did, and I couldn't say yes fast enough. So simply put, what the Central Ohio Compact is a group of K-12 administrators, it's higher ed administrators, and then it's local business, like regional business owners and, you know, people who are involved in the industry. And then what we attempt to do is determine what are going to be the future opportunities for our region. What do the jobs look like? What does the growth look like in our region? How are we going to adapt to that? And then ultimately, how do we make the most streamlined pathway, the most cost-effective pathway, the most you know, just accessible pathway to connect our future workers to these opportunities. Clearly, this jives directly with our mission here. I've not lost sight of the mission of the three E's. This fits firmly within probably two of them, if not all three of them, but obviously there's connections in this with the workforce development piece, you know, with our employment piece, and then also with the enrollment piece as well, because some of these things are gonna be four-year degrees, some of these things are gonna be two-year degrees. So I was really appreciative of the opportunity to be able to contribute to that. And again, it's just directly fitting our mission, so I couldn't pass that up. I've had one meeting so far. I've got another meeting scheduled for this Friday, and I'll keep the board updated on how those things go. But, you know, myself and Mr. Morbitzer is over here, you know, we're, and he directs a few people as well. We're very, very heavily involved in the idea of expanding the employment pathway, and this is a great step to that. So, President Obert, that concludes my report for this evening.
All right. We need a motion to approve educational programs. Do we have a motion?
So moves.
Dave Schutte, is he still there?
Yeah.
Okay, Dave Schutte, first. Who seconded that?
I did.
All right, thank you.
Mary Dave. Clark second.
Mary,
or Mary Clark, I'm Isaac. Sorry. Mary Isaacs, forgive me. That was weird.
Okay, there's one thing here that's just a little awkward because we're not going to vote on it tonight. Do you approve of the 22-23 school calendar? I need a motion to table that for the next meeting.
So moved.
Second.
So that was Motion went with Amber Clark, and Dave Schutte seconded it. Any questions?
I have a comment real quick on that. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, everybody understands what exactly is done when we create this calendar. There are a lot of things that the administrators consider. Instructional days before the state testing are the priority, especially for the high school courses. Algebra 1 and English 9 require competency scores for graduation, and passing those for the students for the following graduation seals are required, and that's American Government, American History, and Biology. So for our seniors to be able to graduate, they have to be able to show that competency prior to getting those seals from the board. Some other things that have been worked with between the teachers and the administration over many years, they're important to the calendar, and they're always tried to be included in the calendar. The first one is students don't return to a 5-day week. We all know how kids coming back from summer break or from winter break, that first full week is always fun, and to be able to bring them in on those 3 days and then to stagger the kindergartners in, that's for the benefit of the kids and for the teachers. Off the day before Thanksgiving, the semester ends before winter break. And this is very similar to what the colleges have done. So again, with us having our three E's with the enrolled, that's getting them adjusted to being able to get that exam done prior to going on that winter break. Again, students don't return to a 5-day week prior to or after winter break. Off the day after Easter, that's something that's been worked out between the administration and the teachers. And then the professional days at the end of the first three grading periods. One big thing with the 2-hour late arrivals or early releases, just things that the administration has noticed, they're unnecessary burden on the families and the community. Many of the parents need to go into work late or leave work early, depending on which one that we look at. I know a lot of some parents, a 2-hour early release is only 2 hours, but a lot of the parents would have to take upwards of 4 hours to be able to get from their job down to here to be able to pick up their kids and stuff like that. So yeah, it's only 2 hours, but again, the burden that provides puts onto the community is huge. With the 2-hour late arrivals, some high school and middle school students whose parents have to go into these jobs where they don't have the flexibility to come in late, their siblings have to put their younger siblings on the buses. So then that affects the high school and middle school attendance rates at that point. Sorry, I'm just reading over my notes here. With the 2-hour early releases, the high school and middle school students who are involved in extracurricular activities have to get their siblings off the buses, and then they don't have rides back up to school to be able to participate in some of the activities and practices or even games that are there. So again, a lot of people just say, let's just push it back a couple days. Unfortunately, they didn't want to pull the instruction days prior to these tests for these students, which could mean graduation for some students at that point. That's why the professional days were added at the end of the year instead of at the quarters. Unfortunately, something had to be given up. One less day of the winter break, the Monday after Easter could be another possibility, and then the professional days having to be moved. I know that those professional days are key, and we want our teachers to be able to provide the best education and have the opportunities to give that to our students at the same time. So that concludes my remarks, Mr. Obert.
All righty.
Mr. Obert, I think it's probably worth mentioning the reason for tabling that item, just to be very clear.
I can do that.
Okay, go ahead.
The reason why this is being tabled is because February only had 28 days in it. We have to have 30. And So for it to be legal, it'll be voted on at the next meeting. That's the only reason why it's being pushed back another month. So, does anybody else have any comments on that? One thing that Jim and I normally agree quite a bit, we shouldn't have had to give up anything. I mean, the 19th, for some reason, is chiseled in stone, and we wasn't going to change the 19th. And so we rearranged some things inside. School starts on the 17th. Is there a teacher in this room that I ever talked to about this situation? And I was talking to parents and grandparents. Every one of us here have mentors. Every one of us. And I have go-to people that I ask their opinions about things. And we were just starting too damn early. Now, we're getting out really early. But it is what it is. What I understand, what Mr. Tyler told me, mm-hmm. is that the majority of the teachers voted for this particular schedule, and that's the one that's going to be approved next month.
Mr. Obert, it probably makes sense just for me to speak on this a little bit, since I had the opportunity to just explain and clarify for the community kind of, you know, why. Because ultimately, the calendar recommendation comes down to me. That is my choice, what I put in front of the board, and it's the calendar I chose to put in front of the board. Not to pass the buck in any way, but the calendar that we proposed back in February, frankly, is a calendar that I inherited. I do happen to agree with it. But it's a calendar that I inherited. It's something that was done under a previous superintendent with the idea of looking at the, when you put together a calendar, first of all, not asking anybody to feel sorry for us, but it is incredibly complex. There's a lot of rules, there's a lot of things that have to be done, you know, and there's two different contracts to look at, there's a high revised code, there's a lot of things in there that have to get done. So you go through, you do those kind of things, and ultimately, there are some North Stars, okay, with a calendar. There are some things that are fixed and do not move, and, you know, December 25th is one of those. It's always on December 25th. You've got to schedule around those things. One of the other big things that we're not in control of as a school is the state assessments, when they're given. If it was up to me, I'd simply put them the last week of school. I think it's where they belong. That is not in our control. And what we've observed over the years is simply there is a lot of information that teachers have to cover before we give these assessments. There's quite a bit that has to get done. And we consistently have conversations with folks that we're having an incredibly difficult time fitting everything into the window that we have available to us. So, again, going back, I believe it's been 5 years, 6 years, Carol, whenever we did this, we started a calendar that basically robbed some days from the end of the year, put them at the beginning of the year so we could shift our calendar to allow more instructional time prior to the assessments being given. And I get it. I think a lot of the angst from our community especially comes around the idea that people are kind of burnt out on state testing. Like, I get the idea that people just, you know, are fed up with it. You know, we don't like state testing, whatever. Understand, everybody's, you know, can have their opinion. You've heard us speak tonight a lot about the three E's. I like to remind everybody, like, that's the direction we're very much trying to go as a district. I noticed Mr. O'Brien here. We have firmly embraced the idea of, you know, having our kids exposed to options in the military. And when those type of things occur, we celebrate that. We you know, validate that as a valuable, reliable option. We also are actively taking kids to our career centers. We're exploring pathways, all of those things. If you want kids to just simply pass a test, if all we care about is having a kid pass a test, it's pretty simple.
We've done this before. Those of you that have been around for a minute, you understand. I mean, you compress the curriculum, you drill and drill and drill, and that's all you do. We've expanded beyond that. We've embraced things beyond that. But to suggest that it doesn't matter anymore is just incorrect. It does matter. It matters for a number of reasons, not the least of which that our students need these things at the end of the day to go off and be able to be successful in their adult life. It is a part of graduation. Yes, there are alternative pathways, but this is by far the most realistic pathway to get kids to graduate. That's ultimately what we're here for, okay? I inherited a calendar, again, that I believe in. We have largely just taken the corresponding dates for the last 4 or 5 years, as long as Carol and I have been doing this together, and put those out. We started last year on exactly, this year. We started this year on exactly the day that we had recommended in our current calendar, okay? And I can tell you in complete honesty, oh, I've had people grumble at me at convocation, like, man, it's getting earlier and earlier and earlier. I've not had one serious complaint in 5 years on the calendar. Not one serious complaint, like somebody sending, even going to the level of sending me an email, like nothing, okay? And I always giggle, it's like, yeah, but nobody complains in May. Like, you know, get out a little early, nobody complains about that. It is what it is. You can't make everybody happy in this role. Some people are gonna love it. Some people are going to hate it. It is what it is. But at the end of the day, I put out a calendar that I believed was correct. Okay, our board had conversations with me and explained, listen, this is not a popular choice in our community right now. This is something we look at. We need to look at starting to move it back. You know, go back to the 17th. Fine. Went back to the drawing board, had to be in a position to figure out how to do this. So now we're in a position where we're gonna start 4 days later. By far, the easiest thing to do, by far, would have just been to keep everything the same, add 4 days in May, say the heck with it, and move on. I'll be honest with you, I was tempted to do that, just for simplicity's sake, the heck with it. Here's what I'm wrestling with, and Mr. Obert did a great job, I think, earlier discussing that. I think most people do at their core want what's best for kids. We don't always agree on what is best for kids. I've heard some ludicrous things thrown out in years past on this being best for children, and in my mind it clearly was not. You can agree or disagree with my value set around this, but in my mind, when looking at the idea of just adding 4 days in May, which would I think probably made a lot of people happy, I was tempted to do that, but then faced with the reality that I was gonna compress the instructional calendar back by 4 days, that was a hard pill to swallow, especially with what I hear on a consistent basis from our teachers that we need every second. I do at the core of my being believe that time in front of teachers matters. At the end of the day, that to me is the holy grail of instruction. Yes, technology has created opportunities to do things, and you know, certainly at the college level, and certainly some students during COVID were successful remotely and 50-50 and et cetera. But by and large, especially with the age of student that we have, time in front of teachers matters. To me, it matters greatly. I don't feel like there's anything in my control, frankly, that's probably more important than that. I think at the end of the day, probably the single best thing that I can do to help our students is find ways to give you more time with them, period. Okay, find opportunities to do that. I'm not in any way trying to take credit for any of this. I've been here 21 years. I've been a teacher here, administrator in 3 different buildings. I've probably had the most diverse career of anybody I could think of ever in the district, so I've gotten to see this from all angles. I've spoken in Disney World on the Hamilton turnaround. Like, this has garnered local, state, national attention, some of the success that we've had. I've had a front row seat to all of it, guys. Many of you that are my age or have been around as long as I have understand what it took to get to that point. It was difficult. It was challenging. It required us having to embrace formative assessment, give formative assessment, study data, use that data to make instructional decisions, do all those things. And I get it. Oh, it's not fun. It's this, it's that, it's whatever. Those things still matter. In my mind, they still matter. And the idea of giving more time prior to those things ultimately won out. Simply put, again, could have just added those days in May. Could have just thrown them in May and probably just made a lot of folks happy. I don't know, frankly, that our community would have been upset by that. This comes down to my choice. It's nobody else's. It's certainly not, though she agrees with me. At the end of the day, I love you, Carol, but I outrank you, okay? So what goes on that paper is mine. I own it, okay? I'm not going to have her criticized for it. It's mine. And my belief structure is I think time in front of teachers matters. Again, we don't all have to agree on that. We don't have to agree on that. I want to address one thing I've kind of heard floated out there that's been a little bit frustrating me. I previously told myself I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm bearing my soul at this point, might as well. To suggest that this was in some way like a punishment to someone is absurd. I want to address that loud and clear. That's absurd. This completely comes from my perspective, my value judgment on what I believe is best for kids. Though I may be right, though I may be wrong, it comes from that point. This has nothing to do with that. We sat down and simply looked at it. It wasn't like, well, we had to move the calendar a week, so we'll mess around with your professional days. We very much wanted to give those professional days. That's why we had conversations about, can we push those to the end of the year? Can we have those at the beginning of the year? Those kind of things. I could have waived the professional. We could have taken the professional days away and made those student days. Like I could have recommended that. Under no circumstances. We do believe that that time's important. We have some things coming up that professional development is gonna be very important for. We have dyslexia and other things that we're gonna have to tackle in the future, and those things are important. So again, agree, disagree, what have you. That's my perspective on the matter. And I wanted to make that loud and clear so there's no confusion with anybody. Again, you can agree with it, you can disagree with it, makes you happy, makes you sad. My point is I had to make a choice on, just adding some days in May and saying the heck with it, or prioritizing instruction. And I took that stance because I think that's best for kids. And that's all, President Obert.
All righty.
Can I just add a comment, Mr. Obert, if you don't mind? Pardon
me.
May I make one comment if you don't mind? Thank you. I just thank you for your explanation
sure.
And for the information for both of you.
Go ahead, talk at your...
My microphone never works well. See, it's not just when I wear a mask. You just can't hear me. Okay. I appreciate some of the conversations that you've had with us, or at least with me individually. And I hear you saying that you do value the professional development time in there and work time. And I appreciate hearing that you, in our conversations, that you are committed to making some time for that within the structure that already exists through our meetings and things like that.
Absolutely. So that's some conversations, not to put them on the spot, but I've been having with some of our union leadership is, look, I'm open to suggestions. If there's ways that we could work within the time allotted to us to provide some additional time to teachers, I'm interested in having those conversations, but
I think there's a lot
not at the expense of
work that we all know needs to
sure.
be done and reflecting on how the pandemic has affected our students
and gaps are at the heart of this as well.
And for giving them time for collaboration and being able to work through those things with, the help of our curriculum department to make a plan moving forward that addresses, the gaps instead of just trying to fill it with instructional days. We want those to be valuable instructional days that teachers, have had the time to really plan to meet the needs of our students now, because it is very different than it was pre-COVID. So thank you for this.
You're very welcome.
Okay, now roll call for tabling
9.1.
Yeah, I think it's 10-1, Adam, you got it.
Yeah, 10-1, yeah, motion is 10.2. Okay, Mr. Shute?
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Carter?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. I have one.
Yeah, so back to 9, I think there's going to be now four items, Mr.
Four Obert. Items.
Yes.
summer camp. Can you explain that? 9.5.
That's actually a special education student.
Special education?
Yeah, that's just for a single student.
Okay.
Though nobody's asked the question, do let me clarify very quickly, guys. 9.2, 3, and 4 are staggered entrances and early releases. Even though we're not voting on a calendar tonight, I see no reason we can't vote on these because these are evergreen items. They don't list a date. So whatever calendar would be adopted in April, these would be my recommendation no matter what. Does that make sense? I considered taking these off, but I thought, no, let's go ahead so our principals and staff can plan for these. We know that we're going to do the same. And these, by the way, are the same early releases, staggered entrances that we've done in the past. There's no changes to this piece.
Okay, roll call.
Oh, actually, I need a, the first thing we did was a motion to table, so I need a motion and a second for 9.1 through 9.4.
Well, we had a motion for the entire 9, and then we took 1 out.
I think he's right, Adam.
One should never have been in that motion because it had to be tabled. You can't put the same motion in two
Correct.
Sections.
So now we're ready for a vote.
Now we're voting on 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Correct. Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Upper?
Yes. Okay. Well, we took care of the table items.
Yep.
Any reason for an executive session tonight?
No, sir.
I need a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes.
7:03. Okay, thanks, Adam. Have a good time, buddy. We'll see you.
Thank everybody for coming.
Trish, that would have been good information before we started. Well, I wouldn't have went on a soliloquy, but anyhow. No. No. No, we thought this was all coming. So where do we stand on the but we don't necessarily equate the people here tonight with being against talent.